Hi, my name is Janet Egba, and I'm based in Melbourne now, but originally from Mexico City. So therefore, the accent is Spanish speaking. And it's my pleasure to be here today with Vidar Andersen. So thank you for joining us. I'll introduce you in a second. So just a little bit about myself. I've been in Melbourne for about 20 years now. In the last 10, I worked in corporate, mainly in the major banks here in Australia. Where the last probably about 5 years, I was a really, a real practicing entrepreneur, where I spent most of my time in the small business area of NAB, National Australia Bank, leading a lot of very different initiatives, very different projects, trying to do or improve the proposition for the small business community. National Bank in Australia is the biggest business bank, so it's a hugely important segment to get right for the future of the organization. And considering all the change and all the, when you look at fintech trends and what's happening, it was an absolute priority to really start bringing some innovation to National Australia Bank. So that's where I spent a lot of my time. I was part of the innovation lab when we first set it up. But most recently, I guess I identified the real problem of supporting, connecting, and helping entrepreneurs, not only in corporates, but across sectors. So I'm doing a lot more of that work now as an independent. So I did leave the bank about 6 months ago, and now starting my own journey in supporting this very important part of the ecosystem. So that's a little bit about me. Now, in terms of the topic we're going to cover today, it's all about pivoting. So we're going to be covering the topic of to pivot or not to pivot. And it'll be a fascinating conversation. I can't wait with that to talk about the complexities, the risk, the timing, the implications. I think when we think of the startups and the startup community, it's almost just part of the way they do business. When you look at corporates and entrepreneurship, it's a very different way of looking at pivoting. So we really want to delve into quite a bit of detail there. So that is the topic for today. And I'll just do a brief introduction with that. But if there's anything else you want to say about yourself, by all means. So Vidar Andersen today is a native Norwegian, but currently living in Cologne, Germany. So between you and I, we are very international. With over 25 years of professional experience, web and mobile development, digitization, innovation for Fortune 500 corporations and governments. A serial startup founder, so it's fascinating that you bring two elements to this conversation on entrepreneurship. Of course, speaking and lecturing around the world, all the way from Stanford universities to Germany, Europe, and even Iran. So, welcome to the conversation. Is there anything else you want to say about your background before we get into the questions?
No, thank you very much. I think that was a lot already. It's just 21 years, not 25. I'm getting to be old, but I'm not that old yet. So I have to be modest about that one. It's 21 years, not 25.
Yeah.
Who's counting, anyways?
Counting. No, I loved, I think someone said something about you, saying that, you're someone that'd be called a hustler, easily someone that can't among people they love to start a company with. So that's fascinating. And really, and the last one was one of the top five people to know in Germany. So there you go. I'm getting to know you today, and everybody else is watching. So great to start the conversation. So let's just get straight onto it.
Yes, great.